patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Not only were the Bucks MC last night for the Marquette men's basketball season-ending banquet. Zora Stevenson. Good afternoon, Zora.
What's going on? What are we talking about?
She didn't even give us a shout-out last night. Ugh.
You're right. That's a good point.
To
bring that up. I'm sorry.
Should have got a shout-out.
You should have. For sure.
We want to know about cooking. Are you a good cook?
We really want to know if what's considered cooking? Because I mean, I can make some noodles. I can make some spaghetti. I don't consider that cooking though.
What's your best recipe?
Ooh, I make a really good slow cooker chicken teriyaki. I make good lasagna.
Yeah, she's cooking. Lasagna's cooking. Yeah.
I can make fish. I can fry fish. My mac and cheese is in bed. Collard greens.
Wow. Yeah. Homer doesn't know
what
about collard greens.
I don't know what they are, but I know of them. I've heard of them in movies.
They're collard greens.
Well, they're like, I think of it like spinach. That's what I think collard greens are.
No, no.
It's close enough.
What's the closest thing? What's the closest thing that I'm going to have to collard greens? Broccoli? I would think of broccoli, asparagus.
Cabbage, maybe?
No. Cabbage? I thought spinach was pretty good, actually, but
it's more consistency of cabbage, if you ask me, if you cook it down, than a spinach.
All right, cabbage, got it.
Cabbage is awesome, by the way. I love cabbage.
If you know how to cook it.
And my mom knows how to cook it.
What's the key to cooking cabbage well?
Well, I've got it. Smells when you cook it.
Smells.
What?
Put some meat in it. It's got to have like a turkey leg or
something in there, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you learn that you need to have meat in it?
Just my family.
Curious. Okay. So your mom is a pretty good cook?
Yeah, my mom and aunts, uncles. Okay. Right. My grandma was a good cook.
Were you big on ramen noodles in college?
Of course.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I called it, baby. I said Zora was a big ramen noodle girl in college.
And she didn't
guarantee.
But I only did it because I had gambling losses and I had no money. Otherwise, I never would have had it.
Zero ramen noodles in college.
Really?
Zero.
I have none. I had none either.
Not once.
Nothing for me.
You had money?
No, I didn't have money, but I didn't have ramen noodles. But I will say I did live 10 minutes from home.
Okay,
that's
there you
a
go.
Huge difference. Come on.
Yeah.
So we I was always at home eating.
I had lived 10 minutes from home, I would never have had ramen noodles.
I should say I went to school 10 minutes from home. So.
And like, remember, we thought they were good, too. Like, we willingly ate them.
I thought they were okay, but they were cheap. That was the key.
No, I know they were cheap, but a lot of moments they were cheap and they were good. Times that night, I'd be like, I want ramen noodles.
Was that after bar time when you were drunk?
I didn't say what time of night.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Now you're assuming things. Yeah. We don't assume on this show.
Yeah, go ahead, ask her.
Hey, 3 in the morning they were good. They weren't good at 2 in the afternoon, though.
No, they were warm. There was a small goodness to them. It was not painful to eat them. That would be incorrect. There were better things, but... there's a part to them that's good.
Tony, what's the Marquette version? So, like, I went to school in the South, right, Elon? So we had this place called Cookout. It was, like, the late-night go-to drive-in spot. So it had, like, chili dogs and hamburgers and fries and corn dogs and milkshakes. What's the Marquette version of that?
Yeah.
Real chili?
Real chili, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I also didn't really do that much.
Real chili. Okay.
I figured it was real chili.
What's the barbecue place? I forget now. On like 17th and Walnut or wherever. What's the? I've gone there. I don't know if they're open.
Oh, Speed Queen.
Speed Queen.
It's not Marquette though,
isn't it?
No.
No. All right. Yeah, it's not really on campus.
No.
All right. Let's get to. We get to the Bucks, but let's get to MC at the Marquette banquet. So how was it? Have you been MC at college banquets before or?
I've done a few, and I host a lot of different events and stuff like that. Obviously, my first time doing Marquette men's basketball banquet, and I had fun. What'd you all? I mean, you let me know. I can't I thought it was a great night, though. And I loved all the different stories from the coaches. I love Greg's speech. I don't know if you want to call it a speech, but his chat at the end. It was good. It was personable.
Okay. Well, you've done others, so you can judge that. I always assume this is only his first, but I always assume it's going to be like that with Shaka. Like he has a certain approach that he allows, and so it'll be somewhat fun. You can say pretty much what you want, and it's personable. How about that?
Yeah, I liked all the stories. It was good.
And I liked the story that now I know more about Zora.
What story?
Which
tea
one?
And honey. What do you mean, which one?
Oh.
Gotta have
oh,
tea
yeah.
and honey.
I didn't even. That was a side chat.
Tea
and honey.
Tea and honey.
Yeah, if you really watch me, if you're at Bucks games, you will always see me with like a cup of tea. If you see me walking around more times than not in my little desk area, I always have tea.
Mm-hmm.
Look out for it.
Do you have a favorite tea?
Peppermint.
Any brand as long as it's peppermint tea.
I like Celestial. I think it's Celestial. It's
yep.
something else.
Yep, that's what it is.
Two names.
That's correct. Yep.
I know the box when I see it. That's my favorite. But there's some other really, really good brands.
Okay. And now let's get to the Bucks. We have said that the Bulls beating the Bucks would be a bigger upset than the U.S. beating the Russians, right? That was our discount.
That was our
poll question.
That was our poll question,
100%.
Yes.
100% that the Bucks are going to win the series. We figured you would avoid both of those. Nothing I know is 100%, but...
Yeah. You know my answer. I can't guarantee. I'm not Charles Barkley.
I can.
Okay.
All right, then what's your thought?
Guarantee the Bucks, the Bulls don't win a game. Anybody want to
check? Oh, you're saying sweep.
Anybody want to bet?
It's not off the table, but it's hard to do.
I'm thinking about it. One game.
All right, let me know.
Well, it'll only be the fourth game. They're up three, and doesn't really matter.
Here's my thoughts. Okay, so the Bulls have kind of gone downwards towards the end of the season. Like,
yes,
they peaked
totally.
At the beginning. They were hot at the beginning, and they've had some injuries and different personnel things. So I'm wondering, okay, do they keep going that way as the playoffs start, or do they get renewed energy because they have this week off to recalibrate and get pumped up to, you know, try and get an upset? I'm just, you know, I mean, I know how the Bucks are going to come out. I'm interested to see how Chicago is going to come out.
How do you know the Bucks are going to come out?
How do you think the Bucks are going to come out?
Yeah,
I think they're going to be pumped up. Now, I just think it'll be just business. It'll be business, like taking care of business.
How do you think they feel as the playoffs start, or is it too early to say? Or I mean, they're the defending woo champions, which I actually wanted to be.
Yeah, but that doesn't. That doesn't really mean anything to them. I mean, you know, Bobby Porter's talked about the fact that they've been through experiences, so you can lean on those things. Giannis touched on it as well. But nobody said, okay, the pressure's less or we feel more comfortable. They debunked all that. So the pressure's the same. Giannis said, we're all competitive people, so now we're reaching for something else.
What is the something else? I mean, my answer to that is legend, because to go back-to-back, you're not champions, you're then legends, because it happens so seldom and even less, it seems, in current sports. But I don't know if that's what he's saying.
No, he's just saying that the motivation is there just as much as it would have been if they didn't win last season. That's all he's saying. Like, nobody needs to question the motivation or leave even a little anxiety. Like, he's like, if you're not nervous means you care. So the care level is high, the focus is high. They had a great practice today, like, got up and down, scrimmaged. It's like a new season begins, and you can feel that.
Is there anything of most concern, or do they even have any concern at all, or is it just, let's play, let's go, let's go do this?
Not right now, because nothing's happened. I think you adjust after game one, right? Like, you got to play game one, and I think both teams are going to have some sort of jitters.
After you win by game 30, one, we adjust. What do you do?
And then, okay, so you win by 30, then it's like, okay, we got to keep it going. If that doesn't happen, okay, why didn't you, you know, win handedly? Or if you lost, you adjust from there. I mean, there's always a game one sets the tone, and you adjust from there.
Even in this series?
Yeah. What are you going to lean on? It's a whole new, like, you can't, you obviously look at the regular season, but this is a whole new season.
Can we look at the next matchup? Second round?
No, you can. You can. The Bucks can't. Or the players can't. How about that?
I'm just trying to, be like Homer. Just being overlooking everything.
No, I'm playing them. We just got to play. I'm not thinking about anything. You know what I'm thinking after the first game? We don't have to adjust anything. Just go out and kick their butt again. And then after the second game, what do we have to adjust to? Nothing. We just got to go play. That'd be what I would say as coach.
It's not that easy.
It isn't? All right. Why? What am I missing?
No, I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into this. I mean, the coaches are scouting and running numbers and looking at different matchups.
Yeah, 12-0 with Giannis and Bud, we haven't lost. So whatever we've done in those 12 games, we're doing again.
That doesn't matter.
Next. Doesn't?
It doesn't matter. I mean, no.
If you would play on the Bulls, it wouldn't matter?
Every team is different. Every year is different. So technically, it's only 4-0 with this specific group. You can't. I just feel like those numbers mean nothing.
What do you think? What could the Bulls be thinking right now? They've got handled all four.
I know
games.
What I'd be thinking, but I'll let
they're
you.
They're injured a little bit.
Yeah,
Bucks are not really injured. They seem pretty healthy.
I don't know what the Bulls are thinking, but I mean they're competitors and they want to win.
Right, but you play basketball. I just laid out the scenario.
Yeah, 0-12 against the team.
I just laid out
the
scenario.
They're probably just focused on whatever happened this season. The Bulls. Billy Donovan's only what, his second season? Like, he doesn't care what happened before him.
0-4 this season. That's what happened.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine, and you're gonna
which includes when they were playing well.
Yeah, that one January game. Yeah. I think they had two in March, though, and one in April, and that's when the tides had turned. And that January one, it was 94-90. It was the closest game of the season. It was competitive.
What's the best thing about the Bucks, aside from, of course, Giannis, but what's the best thing? What impresses you as you're around them all this time the most?
That it's a full team, and I know everybody focuses on Giannis, but this is a cohesive unit that understands that everyone has a different role. And they embrace that because they're a championship contender once again. I mean, case in point, like Grayson Allen, you know, going to the bench. Now Wesley Matthews is in the lineup. Like, there's just so many different scenarios where guys put team in front of self. Bobby Portis starting for the majority of the season, career highs in multiple categories, and Brooke Lopez comes back. And Brooke is obviously the starting center for the Milwaukee Bucks. And Bobby, not that he necessarily had a choice, but he said, okay, that's okay. I'm going to continue to be that spark when my number's called. And there's just so many different circumstances where, you know, these guys show up for the team rather than the name on the back of the jersey. I'm stealing a Bobby Portis line there. He says that all the time.
I don't know why we're talking Bucks. Let's talk the real stuff. Zora, I need some tax help.
Tax? My goodness, you're coming to the wrong person.
No. Does your husband do tax work?
He works in investments. Everybody assumes all accounts are tax accounts.
Oh, it's like saying, no, we didn't assume. We're just checking. I just know your husband's smart because he's an accountant. But
he's very smart.
Yes.
But not a place where he can do our taxes, unfortunately. Or your taxes.
IRS is trying to get me, Zora.
They're trying to get all of us.
No, not like this.
Oh, dang. Well.
Yeah.
And the last question.
I want my money, IRS. Give it to me.
And the last question, because you can't help him with his problem.
Yeah.
What is the first thing you would tell someone when they ask, what's Bud like? What, as a coach or just everything, what's number one on Zora's
list?
And
why does he always look worried?
He always looks the same.
Right. He's got like a worried, like look.
He's never happy. He never looks happy.
Yeah. He's got a weird look on his face always.
He's always kind of serious. I don't know that I've ever seen his molars.
The one thing the guys say about Coach all the time, and it talks about like his commitment to taking care of their bodies and managing the load of an NBA season. That's something the players bring up all the time.
And they're very appreciative of that. That is huge.
They are. Yes. They are. Like, just not doing crazy stuff in the middle of the season. Just really cognizant of the fact that these guys put their bodies on the line for 82 games and then have to go on a playoff run. The thing the guys bring up the most.
That's what they bring up. What do you bring up? You're around it.
Coach has been great to me. I mean, he's a coach, so he's intense, but he's also kind and cares about his friends and his family. And honestly, like, this entire organization, including Coach Bud, has been so inclusive and just, like, bringing me into the group and, you know, all the different things. I'm so appreciative of how they've welcomed me here. I know I'm in year three, but I'm just so grateful for the conversations and the moments and the access and all that kind of stuff. Everybody within this organization has been really, really awesome to me, and I appreciate it, including Coach Bud.
I think
he does, in fact, smile big, and I've seen it.
Well, yeah, well, no, but we haven't. I would say this, that anybody who's viewed as intense would hope that people would say about them what you did, and that is intense and kind. That's a really special combination.
Yeah, and it's possible to be able to do both.
But I would say hard and uncommon. I'm not sure how many people who know of someone as intense when asked about them, as you did about Bud, would say intense and kind. They might get to kind, but I'm not sure it's one and two like that. So thank you. That's good.
Of course. And Google collard greens, please.
I don't want to know that much about them. It's a cross between. You told me cabbage. That's okay.
I'll have my mom make some, bring them in for them. Don't worry, Zora.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
now
you.
It's Getting now. I don't have any interest in eating either. Do they serve them at McDonald's?
McDonald's?
Yeah, does McDonald's have collards?
Tony, they might.
Help me.
They probably in the right neighborhood. Thanks, Zora.
Very true. Bye.
Sophia and her cooking soon.